I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. What's going on, you Kris Kringle Christmas cackaholics? Welcome to Gruntspeak.
I cannot believe we're halfway through December almost. Jesus,
I know.
Christ.
How the hell did we get here, man?
It's almost, you know, God fell out of the meat sack day.
I don't know.
Oh, my
Lord.
Or
should I say, hang on. But welcome to Gruntspeak.
Live from the lair.
You're damn right. Did you miss me? I missed you. No homo. Now, you might be wondering about my name there on the screen. Well, there's a story behind this. Last night, watching Batman Returns, playing cards with my boy, and, you know, gets to the part where the Penguin's real name comes up, Oswald Cobblepot, and he's like, Oswald Gobblecock? Like, close but no, and you just invented his gay porn name. Fantastic. So maybe he'll be the next headliner on the cruise. I don't know. You guys tell me. Well, what a day.
What's
going on, gentlemen? Oh, Jeffrey Paul's in the chat. What's going on, man?
All right.
It's always a good time. Good to see you.
We have two more lives to add to the board. We're going to read them in about 15 or 20 minutes when we get more people to come in to view the show.
Yes.
And we're up to, that'll put us at 575. So if you count the five we got in December and this, we're 80 lives saved in 2 years.
That's, hell yeah.
That's like 40 a year. And we've been doing this for almost two fucking decades.
Got this.
And I'm not even a psychologist or a therapist.
Yeah.
I'm just a dude that's been through the quagmire of butt fuckery.
Speaking of buttfuckery, let's welcome the evil button-pushing monkey to the chat.
Oh, he made it early. All right.
What's going on, man? Are we drinking double shots tonight or what?
No hard alcohol in the house tonight, but I did go get beers.
What?
I got to work in the morning, man.
I guess I'm drinking alone, ladies.
Oh, no,
germs.
No.
No. Oh! That is what we call the Costco size.
This is the moronic size of Jameson.
Your girlfriend looks like a dick, bro.
You beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
For every $50 you guys give us in donations, I'll take a swig.
Well, then, with that being said, we're going to jump right over to the MGTOW chat and thank Mungo Harry for tonight's first shot from the Popster. And, of course, it is a Bulwer Lytton 2012 Western Category Edition. Should I read it in a Western voice, Western drawl? They still talk about that fateful afternoon in Abilene when Dancing Dan Dupre moonwalked through the doors of Fat Susie's saloon, making a passable reverse turn. Pirouetted twice, followed by a double box step, somersaulted onto the bar, drew his twin silver-plated Colt 45s, and put 12 bullets through the eyes of the McCluskey sextuplets. On account of them varmints burning down his ranch and lynching his prize steer.
Ooh, you don't want to do that.
Antique farm equipment?
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Hell yeah. That Pick Wild Turkey 101 rye, man. Some good shit.
Mungo, you got to drink with us, goddammit.
Damn right. So in addition to two new lives saved tonight, which we're going to read to you guys in like probably 10, 15 minutes, we also have new tarot cards from the Airman Fitzwell, This Week in Stupid, and we have Fucked Up But Funny new tech exclusive coming up later on in the show. So all it's going to be a fun night.
I want to actually put together these tarot cards, and I'd like to have the top picture for the top of the card, and then we'll have all the individual cards. And I might actually build the deck and actually try to tell people's fortunes. Of course, you got to drink.
We're going to have to dress you up like Miss Cleo or something. Get you like the towel head.
Okay. Hey, we got another one on YouTube from Kenji 1090.
Oh, okay. Kenji Bolshevik, 1090. Bolshevik. Oh, everybody's got a drink. We got Bolsheviks.
Oh, shit.
Bolsheviks. Drink.
I did. It was delicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, man.
I also managed to get the last box of Oktoberfest in the store over a month after they took it off the shelves, so I am a very happy camper tonight.
I like it a lot.
Or, you know, it's Cocktoberfest if you got Oswald Gobblecock drinking it, right?
Cocktoberfest.
Just bring the gay crews into the harbor there, boys.
What are y'all talking about? God damn it. That's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit right there. What do you say we read these damn near tarot cards, right? We're going to read everybody's fortunes tonight.
Show them pictures.
Boop. Oh, glory to the Mead King. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Dwarf is missing out on this tonight, but he made wife promises. Hello to Mrs. Dwarf out there if you're watching.
Excellent.
Or listening in the car, Excellent. Whatever you're doing. The cockle. All right. Shut your cock holster, darling. Cheetah flips. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome. The dildo of consequences. This should have a lot more spikes on it than that.
Yeah, because it arrives rarely lubed.
Yeah, it should look like Trash's jewelry in Return of the Living Dead or something. Murphy.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Murphy.
Oh, you Murphy, you bastard. The bar bar.
Oh, God.
There's too many chicks in there for it to be the bar bar, I thought.
Are we sure that's even a chick?
Hey.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know. You got to look for the Madam's Apple nowadays.
Yep.
The Wambulance. We got the Emotional Detour and Cry Zone ahead. I appreciate
that's
the
awesome.
Attention.
These are great.
That's good attention to detail. Horiflage. She's far too pretty on the left side. You need to have like 5 o'clock shadow in there. You know, maybe a mole with some hair sticking out of it.
Have her smiling in the left half be no teeth.
Yeah, but you know, you ladies are all tens, right? That there's no such thing as a 10 male, but there's, you know, a 500-pound Brimelow who's hanging out in the Walmart parking lot, smacking her own ass with a flip-flop. Yeah, she's a 10.
Yeah, and she wants you to commit gazumpier. She wants you to be a gazumper.
A gazumper.
Gazumping is when two fat, morbidly obese people bang. A gazumper is a normal guy who likes to bang fat chicks.
Seriously, you put any two people together over 250 pounds apiece, the sheer mechanics and physics of that become mind-boggling.
Yes.
First of all, I don't want to even picture it. Second of all, I just can't.
Yeah, it's who lifts up the gunt first.
Now, Ladies.
It's like a ticker tape mud flap parade.
Ladies, if you want your man's arrow to point north, you have to make the arrow on the scale point south. Oh,
that's correct.
We got another one from $50 from 137 IMOS.
Oh, okay. Where's that? Oh, okay. Over on Rumblies and the Tumblies.
Cheers to you on a rough 50th birthday. Been watching the Redonkulous crew since the whole whiteboard is.
Hell okay. Yeah, man.
First of all, you need to drink with us and happy vaginal turd day, goddammit.
You're damn right, man.
You're half 50th. A century old. You realize in all of human history, if you make it to 50, you are part of the smallest amount of people that have lived on the face of this earth, because people didn't usually live to 50.
Yeah.
So here's to you.
That was one running gag in that movie, was A Million Ways to Die in the West, that I thought was pretty great. Charlize Theron's talking about how she didn't want to be an old maid, so she married Liam Neeson when she was 9. How very Islam of you.
Mashallah, brother.
Mashallah, yeah.
Ah, Lord.
Assalamu alaikum, motherfuckers. All right, good stuff. So you guys want to start with our first This Week in Stupid video? Because I guarantee you, it's going to piss you off just a little bit. Well, maybe a lot of it. I don't know. No matter which way you, no matter what way you spin it, modernity is, it's a shit show. Here we go.
Okay, men. We are not responsible for your emotions.
Now, before she says anything else, what is wrong with this picture?
Well, first of all, she's got a moronic knocker on her nose, and she does the clapping thing.
She does the clapping thing, and what did she just say? We're not responsible for your emotions. Mm-hmm. Yet, you can detonate a man's life because you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you want to police people's language because you don't want to be offended.
Yeah.
Pound
sand.
Yeah, we're not responsible for men's emotions, but men are responsible for all of our emotions. Hence the term, four words. I hear it at every wedding. Say it, Pop.
I do?
No. Happy wife.
Happy
life. Happy life.
That is such bullshit, because those guys who say that wind up to be the old guy at weddings by the bar holding his booze going, don't get married, man. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm serious. Because I am that guy now.
You are that guy.
Yeah, I go to weddings. I'm like my buddy Pete's son got married, right? And literally, I walk up to him like 10 minutes prior. I'm like, we can leave right now. I just parked right over there. We can make a break for it. Fuck this bullshit. Don't do this. But he did it anyway, so what are you going to do?
I say we take off, nuke the site from orbit.
Well, I guess everyone's got a right to be an idiot at least once.
That's true. We'll all get to make our
decisions. I did it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
As long as you do it once.
Let's see what Dick Knocker has to say.
I made a video about how I, silly little video about how I asked my husband for a separation and he took his wife the next day. And the amount of comments that are like, it's your fault. I can see why he did. Somebody said that it was I should be charged with involuntary manslaughter. Do you know how law works, first of all? And one thing the comments show me is how little responsibility people take for themselves.
Nothing funnier than a modern woman trying to lecture people on taking responsibility.
All right, now, hang on a minute. All right. First of all, this is just royally pissing me off here.
I knew it was going to piss you off.
All right. Now, okay, this is just my opinion, but if you actually drive somebody to self-delete, you deserve nothing but a long, miserable life plagued with karma bombs and Murphy. Fuck that cunt.
Well, there was that one high school chick that convinced her boyfriend to self-delete, and she got charged with
absolutely. My guess is that if this were to go to court and Discovery were to start searching through text messages and voicemails, they might find some shit.
Someone's gonna get fucked.
Considering how she is willing to publicly go out and air this out and try to dodge all responsibility and guilt for a situation that she clearly instigated, Yeah, my guess is there's going to be a lot in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's well, that fucked up shit.
That and she's got the three strikes go to the corner. Shut up, the game of Phil. Granny glasses. Check.
Well, hang on. I mean, that's ring, why. Check. That's why we're here. Is we're trying to be that voice in the other ear that tells you not to self-delete and crack jokes and figure the shit out. Because you can get through it. I did it. I know lots of people who did it. Yeah, it sucks. It's going to hurt like hell. But you can get through it.
And you know something else? One of the reasons why I bet she's able to get on there literally, what, the day or two after she lost someone that... Forget the fact that she asked for a separation. She didn't even ask for a divorce. She asked for a separation. He offs himself, right? Mm-hmm. Now she gets everything. Not just half, everything. Mm-hmm. So the self-righteousness and the condescension and everything, just it really just, I bet it stinks worse than her slotsy.
Yeah, listen, man, live out of goddamn spite and spend every fucking penny. Go out on top. Fuck these bitches.
Fuck bitches, get money. Right, here we go. Ugh.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, my husband was sick, mentally and physically, and he was very unwell. He likely had a psychotic break when he went and did that.
What, married you? Moving on.
Did the separation help? No, obviously not. But my husband was responsible for his actions and his emotions. And I made his emotions my problem for well over a decade. And do you know what that did? It ripped me apart.
Now she's the victim.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. I love it. He offs himself because she's clearly a can't understand normal thinker. She's still the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Reasons in vagina. There you go.
I didn't even know who I was. I was so obsessed with making sure he was happy, making sure he was emotionally regulated, making sure the house was perfect, the kids were perfect, everything was fine so he wouldn't get mad or sad or angry. And it didn't matter because the second I said, no, this is no longer my responsibility, he did what he did. And so it really tells you where people's brains are at when you're getting multiple comments, not multiple, hundreds of comments talking about how it's my fault. My fault.
Yeah.
And
first
guess
of all,
what?
We need to track this down and bombard her with all kinds of fucked up comments.
And you know what? I guarantee you, if you swapped the gender roles, it would be 100 times worse if any of this actually happened. It's not like women love to manufacture completely fictional situations that paint them as the victim, right?
Uh-huh. I love how she's gaslighting for some simp athy on her.
And I guarantee you that it was probably the other way around.
But look at
that
her.
He was the one walking on eggshells. And then when all of a sudden it was all for naught, he lost his shit.
Yeah. And
but even if that's not the case, I don't even want to know what her home life was like. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. First of all, she is a refrigerator with a head on it.
Because she spends way too much time at said refrigerator.
So obviously, you know, this marriage was not too bad because she's fat.
Well-fed. Yes.
Yeah. She suffers from double Tourette's of the elbow.
You know how decadent a country is when the poor people are fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Tourette's Amazing. Of the elbow. Parkinson's of the jaw.
Yes, yes. And obviously, all of that emotional turmoil didn't stop her from spending money at the piercing and tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Obviously, he provided for her neurotic need to inflict pain on herself so she could convince herself that she was in charge of whatever trauma resulted in her downstairs mix-up looking like a piece of bubble gum that got blown up by an M80.
Yeah, we have to. You know, trauma farm.
I wonder what her relationship with her father is like.
Non-existent.
Yeah, gentlemen, you got to pay attention. Whenever you're dating a woman, you need to ask some questions right off the bat. How is the relationship with your father? If she says it's non-existent or it's bad,
run!
Cut away immediately. because the relationship with the father is going to build the model of relationships she has with other men going through her life.
Damn
and
right.
If she can backstab and ignore her father that way, what do you think is going to happen to you when she gets bored or whatever?
Yep.
You are going to get jettisoned.
Yep. Yes, because women who are raised by single mothers wind up spoiled, rotten, little, can't understand normal thinkers. And for a very simple reason. Women who have to raise children on their own and rely on daycare and babysitters feel guilty for not spending that time with their kids. So while they're together, they don't want to discipline them. This right here is a perfect example of a woman who never heard no.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
She's probably never said no either.
It would explain why she's so fat. She's been swallowing too many calories as they swim down her throat by the millions.
Are we sure we're talking about calories, not sperm?
I was the reason. I might have been the reason. I don't know. Dealer's I don't know choice. What happened in that moment. Maybe he was overwhelmed with the baby. He laid our kit baby down for a nap and went and took his life. I might have been the reason.
Our kit baby? Okay, did you actually have a baby, or did you have a cat that you pretend is your baby?
No, that's pretty sick.
I'm just saying, because there's a lot of people, oh, I'm a dog mommy. I'm a cat mommy. Okay, they're not the same. Okay, you are not a parent. You are a pet owner. All right? You want to spend $25,000 sending it to its first semester of cat college, then we can have a fucking conversation. Until then, do what you do best and suck my fucking dick, all right? Moving on.
But it is not my fault. And I'm making this video for anybody who holds any tiny bit of guilt for their spouse and if they took their life, or anybody in your life that took their life. I am telling you, it is not and never will be your fault. Okay? Are we all on the same page?
No. And she ends with the clap as well, which is probably what started her relationship.
Uh-huh.
The clap.
God, some of you people are so vile and mean. You know what?
Says the narcissistic sociopath.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you get married, you take vows. Till death do you part, rich or poor, sickness or in health.
How dare you hold me responsible for being a reprehensible piece of shit?
And this is a prime example. Women don't ever say I do. They say for now and only if.
There you go.
That's all you're going to get.
Amazing. And the funny thing is, like I was saying before, if you reverse the gender roles, if a man went and spoke these exact same words, he would be dangling from a bridge with feminists screaming at his twitching corpse.
Yeah.
Because they would murder him. They would Murray Dar him.
He would get Murray Darred, the guy from India.
Yes, Murray Dar. Panjeet delete.
Guess what? Chin's up. Chin up.
All your chins, baby. You got like five.
God damn.
Holy shit. That's the first video of the night.
Wow.
Woo. I told you it was going to be a good show. You thought I was lying, didn't you?
It's a good thing I had my special candies before I jumped in here.
Special candies. All
right. They're starting to kick in right now, and they're starting to mellow me out.
Okay, what kind of special candies are we talking about here, sir?
Well, they may or may not be infused with a certain plant.
Ah, yes. And, they wrote the Constitution on this plant, right?
Yeah.
The very first American flag sewn by Betsy Ross.
Fuck yeah.
It was made by this plant.
And the reason why it's outlawed now in most parts of the country is because it's such a robust plant, they can't regulate it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with its negative effects or anything else other than that. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Just like your Peg D used to follow Poon before you were 34. Oh, there's some over here. Mm.
Yep. Yeah, the guy that created Reefer Madness had a very substantial interest in the in the lumber industry.
Of course he did, yes. We got Dark Mad Dog over on MGTOW says, hello, Blake, good news. I did the physical exercise, and my wife saw again I had trouble moving. She spent 10 minutes talking to the nurse animator and actually asked the question about how I got cerebral palsy and how I could evolve. I would lose my ability to walk without treatment. Holy shit. In a way, it's a very sad. She cares better for me than my own parents. By the way, she took care of her dad for 10 years when he drank himself to death his wife's death. Wow. Holy cow. He sent an email as well. He says, also, Pop, I will meet a social worker to cut the waiting time to expedite the stuff to get an urgent recommendation for Section 8 and other stuff because I notice the more stress I have, the worse my spasticity. Yeah. And yes, I will buy lion mane mushroom. It's good stuff. It's good for your thinking meat. My mother is insane and my dad cannot be depended on. I had one episode of felling, cut in half, and being stabbed in the heart and the brain. I am done. Thank you. Thanks, Pop, to motivate me to fix my life. Fix it good.
No one heals you but you. And I wrote that in my book, The Warrior's Way and the Soldier's Soul.
Yep. And that's why women like this who insist that it's the only time that a woman will insist that no other person is responsible for emotions is when their actions destroy another human.
But here's
then
the
suddenly
thing.
Everybody else's emotions are not their problem.
Women have this sick, twisted ability to just flip that switch in their head and just like go cold turkey on you.
Well, think about it this way. A few months back, a young father of two got his neck perforated. A woman like this would celebrate it while at the same time insisting that people driving by the governor of Minnesota's house and calling him a retard is a step too far. Do you see the kind of people you're dealing with here?
We got another $50 from Paul Ad 4GH.
Keep up the great work. Yeah. All right, Biden. That means I got more wild turkey coming up. You guys are going to have me slurring speech and all kinds of shit by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't go full Walt Disney.
It's all good. Speaking of which, okay, one of the best times we get to have all year is the stream before Christmas. Okay. Merry Gruntsmas. It happens every year. We always get more lives saved coming in. So Tuesday the 23rd. All the grunts are going to be in the house, okay, including Airman Fitzwell. We contacted him today. He's on board. Dear Sarge, I know you're watching, even if you're just lurking and listening while you're at work. You're coming, too. So make sure you let the wife know that Christopher Walken will be in attendance. She loves the voice. She wants to shove a gold watch up my ass. Fantastic.
Yeah, and we'll have Steve there. Battle Dwarf will be there. And we might actually talk about some of the stuff like the impromptu Christmas break during World War One.
Ah, okay.
When they just said, fuck it, we're not shooting each other tonight.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not bad. You know, we haven't done a World War One movie on the movie night streams. We really should do 1917 sometime, man.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one.
That movie is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's brutal, though.
Yeah, very brutal. That scene where they're just trying to help out that other dude, he gets cut, and you have to watch him bleed out in real time.
Yeah.
Dude, that was...
brutal.
Yeah. It's like, there's tears for directors, okay? Christopher Nolan's in his own club, nobody else is allowed in. But Sam Mendes, he's right up there. Because, I mean, we're talking about Skyfall... American Beauty, one of my favorite movies of all time. Road to Perdition. Oh, yeah, Road to Perdition. That movie's fucking great.
Blake.
Holy shit!
Another one.
How many shots is this?
We just can't do that many.
A $450 donation from Paul OD4GH. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. He says it's long overdue. And oh, wow. Yeah, I'm drinking. Thank you.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Holy shit. Thank you so much, man. Every time we get a donation like that, it's humbling, isn't it? It's like the first thing that I feel in my bones, the cockles of my black dead heart. I feel humbled. And what a perfect time, then, to read Life Saved number 574. Welcome to the regiment, Broccoli Meat. It sounds like a vegan porn star.
Well, you know, I am.
Hey, baby, I'm broccoli meat.
Well, you know, I am vegan twice removed.
You want to suck on my sprouts?
Oh God. wouldn't that technically be a lesbian porn star name?
I don't know, Scissor Kicking Sally.
I don't know. I'm just saying, what do lesbians and vegans have in common?
Muff Munching Maria.
They use fake meat to fill the holes in their life.
Clit Cutter Karen. There's another one.
Clit Cutter Karen.
Labia Licking Lawrence? Or
Labia Licking Linda?
Yeah, there you go. That's the name of it.
There you go.
Lawrence is the trans version. Where you have to lick the edges of the poop wound.
Rear Entrance Rhonda. How did I get here? I don't even know. I took a wrong turn somewhere.
Oh my God, this is just turning into a fucking crazy show, coming up with
lesbian
show,
porno names. Yeah. We got Oswald Cobblecock in the house tonight. All right. It's all good.
So read it.
What am I being sent a link for, Pulse Kebab? You know I don't just randomly show videos on streams.
God damn it, Bob.
Christmas Truce. It's an official music video from Sabaton. It looks like it is a Western Front 1914 World War I music video. I give you my blessing to look at the YouTube chat, look at for Pulse Kebab, and give that one a click because we can't, because that's what copyright laws are for.
We'll get hammered.
We'll get hammered. We're going to get fucked, and not in a good way.
Billy Von Baum actually did he watched the worst Christmas movie ever made.
Which is what?
I don't know what the hell the title was, but it was about some Martians coming down from.
Oh, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
I think so. It was from the 60s where Martians come down and kidnap Santa.
Yes. Yeah, that is Santa Claus. That is a classic Mystery Science Theater episode. Definitely check it out. It's already on YouTube. I don't know if you guys know this. Mystery Science Theater has their own YouTube channel where they live stream all the episodes all day long. Nice. And as a nerd who grew up on that shit and loves it with all his heart, it's awesome. So definitely check it out. All right. Number 574, Broccoli Meat. Never thought I'd be writing one of these. I was always just content, to watch you, Blake, and the Regiment from the Shadows, or just content to watch you from the Shadows. I'm from the interior of Uruguay. You are gay. started watching you when I was 14.
Wow. All right.
That's crazy. Became red-pilled early on thanks to my environment as a whole. 24 now. He's been here since the beginning, practically.
Practically, wow. Yeah.
He turns 25 soon. That's when I fell into the MGTOW rabbit hole. Sandman, TFM, Undead Chronic, Happy Humble Hermit, and then I landed on your channel and never left. As a whole, it's helped me to survive my family. Quick backstory. Dysfunctional family since I was 10. Junkie older brother and sister turned the house into a war zone, which equaled no chance at a normal life. Oh, shit. My sister got Murray Dard.
Ooh.
Case deliberately buried. The lawyer just kept squeezing us for money and did two things, jack and shit.
Wow.
We paid anyway so mom could feel some closure. See, that's something women insist exists in all scenarios. Spoiler alert, it doesn't. My sister had prostitutelaged herself that night, always desperate for drug money and wasn't in her right mind. She tried to rob the guy she was with. Now, see, if this were America, she could be Cardi B.
Yeah.
Instead, she got Murray Dard in You Are Gay.
Mm.
Wow.
That's messed up, man.
He beat her. She ran into the street screaming for help, and a car ran her over.
Oh.
Unsolved, unpunished. Fast forward. Mom let herself waste away from the grief. We put her in a retirement home to try to save her. Dad's idea didn't work. One morning I went to visit, and she wasn't there anymore. That same night, they called with the news. Panic attack, brain on fire. Right after that, my junkie brother sold everything that wasn't nailed down. Dad and I ended up homeless for a stretch. I was empty. Always had been the youngest, but also the one holding the family together. That hits closer to home than you can possibly know, my brother.
Holy shit.
My dad died when I was 20. and I was the only one left at home. And yeah, becoming the head of the family at a young age will, yeah, it rearranges your think and meet in a hurry. So I feel for you. I really do. Wow. Guardian of mom, punching bag for my siblings, endless domestic violence. After mom's funeral, I was alone. That night, I sharpened a big butcher knife, no gun like most of your viewers, and was ready to drive it home. So he's going to go full Japanese seppuku. Day after day, I ran on fumes like a zombie, watching ridiculous reruns. Nowadays, I'm doing a little better. Still wrestling with psychosis, mild IED, mild narcolepsy, visual snow syndrome.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what that is, but I think I can visualize it already just from its designation. And this permanent hollow feeling inside and my loss of identity after losing my birth home and environment that I was familiar with. I can't even count properly in my thinking meat anymore. I work construction gigs, whatever cash jobs show up, just stacking money until something permanent comes along. Dude, if it never does, at least I tried. I guess I will end the email here. Thank you for keeping the lights on when everything else went black. And please thank Blake, too, and all the old MGTOW Reddit regiment. Add one more to the board, brother.
Holy shit, that one hits hard, man.
Wow.
I am glad that, listen, first of all, never forget the guy who shows up with light when you're at your darkest hour. There's not many guys like that around.
I had not read any of that before this. I'm,
That one hits hard, man.
Wow. I really feel for you, man. I do. And you know, if you ever need to talk anything at all, redonkulousblake@gmail.com. Hit me up anytime, seriously. And that goes to every single person out there. I know that I can be a long-winded individual, and maybe I drink too much, but it doesn't mean that I can't be helpful. I'm a good listener.
Yeah. Listen, man, you don't know. First of all, you know, whenever I get to put numbers on that board, it's the only joy I have left in life, man.
Yeah. And that's why I say we need to get you a dog.
Yeah. And we got a $99 super chat.
I know. That's why I'm pouring more booze. David Wire 79, standing ovation for the Christopher Walken impression. I'm grateful that you enjoy it. Your wife did, too. I'm sorry, was that too far? I'll reel it in and go back to the garage.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be staggering drunk.
I got to give you shit, man. That's how we go. I need to give somebody shit after that email because that one is sticking in my stomach like a rock.
Yeah. But just because it was that much of a donation, I'll poke some fun at you there, Blake.
Thanks
for keeping the ship afloat. It's much appreciated. Goodbye.
Asshole! That's all right.
Don't forget, the evil button pushing monkey has access to the buttons.
And that's very true, yes.
We would not be able to keep stacking numbers on the board if you guys didn't, you know, assist us, because we are literally operating on almost nothing.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll take you guys on a tour through the lair, and you can see how glamorous all this really isn't.
Yes. It reminds me of a poem. We the willing, led by the unknown.
Okay, I will do the impossible. Turn over to you.
Yeah, we do the impossible for the ungrateful, and we've done so much for so long, with so little. We're now qualified to do absolutely anything, with nothing at all. Boom.
That sounds like this show in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you all very, very much. Really appreciate it. Let's see if this next life saved. Number 575 is more or less two torpedoes below the waterline. Goes by the name Kyle. Good afternoon, morning, evening for Sergeant Pop. Please keep all personal info private. Your wish is my command. I am not anywhere near salty about this. I understand things fall through the cracks. After I shared a post of yours about you keeping me from giving myself a lead lobotomy and saying that I think I was one of the ones that got missed before you started counting and I didn't have a story just a thank you email, you replied telling me to send in my story, so here it is. I suppose starting with the original email is appropriate since the sentiment is still there. Thank you for all you have done. You can count me as one of the men that you have saved from eating my own gun. Sounds like it rhymes. That was from the end of December of 2020. That being said, here is my story for what it is. I started watching you in 2011 while I was still on active duty. I was pretty much a nobody in the service. Just a radio operator that got stuck in a strategic unit with no hopes of deploying and a PT problem due to a lack of motivation. Your comedy and life advice in your videos have since then helped keep me going, especially when I sent the original email. The company I was working for at the beginning of the year was forced to close because of COVID. Or as we call it around here, the yahoo! The only upside was that I got to suck up all that nice unemployment money until September when I had to go back to work. I bounced between a few jobs, unable to find a good fit or really anything I was qualified for from then until the middle of December. After that, I was unemployed again, but was not eligible for unemployment pay, so I was draining my savings just to stay alive and to keep my mortgage paid. It was a pretty dark time for me. Your videos with the comedy and advice kept me going until I got steady work again. Thank you again for all you do and all that you keep doing. I know the world keeps shitting on men, and you're doing great work helping us with your mission. Thank you, brother. Oof. I'm glad no one got Murray Dard in that last one. I don't think I could handle two Murray Dards in the same night.
No.
Ooh. Druggies and everything like that. That also hits close to home for me as well. I'm not sure if I've ever told this story on the show, but both of my parents had prior marriages, and I have a bunch of half siblings that are roaming around out there. One of whom became a prostitutelage for a short period of time, from what I understand, and the other became a druggie. In fact, the first time that I actually remember going to see him ever, I was 7 years old, getting my shit groped on my way in to Jackson Prison.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, when I was 13, he had been out for a while, doing pretty well. Then he relapsed. Got shot twice in the gut.
Oh, no.
Trying to leave a crack house where some shit had gone south. Somehow, he survived. The doctors themselves said it was nothing short of a walking miracle. We welcomed him in, took care of him. There were no problems. All of us figured the same thing. If 2 9-millimeters to the gut doesn't wake you up to the fact that your decisions are questionable at best, nothing will.
That's right.
So, holidays come around. Go up north for the new year. He decides to stay back at home, doesn't feel like going up there. We come back to a ransacked home. Anything that wasn't nailed down too heavy or too old, including every Christmas present that I personally had gotten from the age of forever, sold and snorted up his fucking nose.
Wow.
Yep.
That is fucked up.
It was good times. They even found my half-sister's fingerprints, the prostitutelage, on one of the beer bottles that they left in the kitchen while they were drinking beer and robbing our house. It's good times.
Whatever happened to them?
In and out of prison ever since.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of illegitimate children running around out there.
Hmm.
Oh, goody.
That share my surname. At least they're not mine.
Yeah.
That I know of. Space Ghost is on.
Wow.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Wow, indeed. But with that being said, Battle Dwarf, even though he's not here tonight, he's here in spirit, and he decided to update and send over the newest version of every woman's favorite thing, the wall of lives. All 575 lives are here. And here you two are, right here at the end. 574, 575. And you see, when you hover over it, you can't see it on the stream, but when you hover over it in the HTML format, it says, I am alive today.
That's fucking awesome.
So thank you all very much for sending in your stories. And every single person who has watched this stream, shared it, liked it, especially in today's climate of modernity where a wrong opinion can get you fired, canceled, utterly destroyed. The fact that you're here, willing to donate your time, your money, your attention, means more than we can ever possibly get across.
Fuck so yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Oh.
And you know what? I think this is appropriate because this goes out to all the fans and everybody.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Oh! Absolutely.
Outstanding.
And I'm going to be very not worthy if I keep drinking this one turkey.
I know. I'm going to be stumbling drunk when I get out of here.
I am feeling no pain.
We got another $100.
Another $100. No way. Holy shit. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Drink up, you leg enlisted scum. From a former Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret. FYI, you probably saved me too. Send your story. Dude, we love you. No homo. Mm.
That's a Lieutenant Colonel.
Thank you very, very much. It is Christmas and redonkulous, brothers. Awesome. You guys ready for another video?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. This ought to be interesting.
The games are back. Pritzapratzum.
Okay, so what she's doing here is she's apologizing in various languages.
Uh-huh.
Good guess. Es tut mir leid. I took 4 years of German. Antiksi. Sounds pretty phonetic. Pardon? I speak a little bit of French. Scusi. I've been to Italy.
Sounds like a pussy thing.
Gomai waku o okaki shite moshi waki got samisen.
That's a lot of apology.
Math. I don't know this one. You're wrong. You're wrong. That wasn't my intention. I didn't mean to hurt you. Yeah, but I have a good heart. My heart was in the right place. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm right. I didn't do anything wrong. Say you're sorry. Oh, nice. Pamanhin. Also, lo siento.
Hi, my name is Asa. I am a member of a DID system. And
sorry about that. I got to get a visitor here. This one doesn't even really need commentary.
No.
Because it's obviously this woman knows that if you're expecting an apology from a woman, you're going to be waiting for quite a while.
Well, it's like trying to get money back from a woman you loan her. You gave it to her. You just don't know yet. The same thing with an apology. You're not getting that either.
I want to hear everyone's stories about loaning women money in the comments. What? That doesn't happen to anybody else, right? Just me?
Yeah.
Even when it's family. Even when it's family, they will screw you over.
Oh, man, my sister fucked me over hard, man.
No, never.
Yeah.
Oh, Rusty Shackelford has a new slot C term. You're going to like this, Pop. I'm going to put you full screen because I know you're going to love this. The Gland Canyon. I would also submit the Clam Canyon would also work pretty well. I like it.
Or the Clam.
The Gland Canyon. That is epic right there. That's fantastic.
It's going outstanding into work. Comic-Con.
Mando, Blake, I have a serious question for you. If IT clogs the toilet, does that count as a data dump or a brain dump?
It could be both.
I'd have to go with data dump on that one.
Yeah.
Vincent Van Gogh, F yourself. If I spread the legs of a mixed race woman, is that considered segregation?
That writing that down.
Damn. All right. Yeah,
well, if you're done with her, it could be an Oreo cookie. Because you got the white in the middle and the two browns on the outside.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying. Jack Hole. Oh, here we go. Jack Hole. I'm just going to call him Jack Hole from now on. Hey, butthole belligerents, cacaholic combatants, and menopausal militia. The remastered bullshit report is live on Rumble. Sorry, the copyrighted music is used. You need to stop that, bro. Link is in the data selling gay mail. No problem. I will get to it later on when we jump on over to new tech. What do we got here? Mando, Blake, I know you know the answer. Which had the better rack? Marcy Darcy, Married with Children, or the average Rhode Island Red?
So what you're saying is she was cantastic?
Cantastic? Marcy Darcy? I don't know, man.
I don't know who that is.
Probably the average Rhode Island Red, actually. Wasn't much going on with Marcy Darcy. It's a great show, though. Great show. Al Bundy was very wisdomous. Holy smoking Joe Frazier! Not to be outdone by the large donation on YouTube, DangerDad137 tossed in $500.
Wow!
Dollars over at Merry Christmas, you gay retards, he says.
What platform was that on?
That's on Rumble.
Merry Christmas.
Holy shit, Danger Dad. We love you. No homo.
Thanks, buddy.
Holy shit, I'm going to get you. Fuck, man.
Yeah, we're going to be feeling no pain here very soon. At this point,
I'm going to start slowing down, become very deliberate in my speaking.
Yes. We'll be okay. We'll be fine. I promise. Shit. Let's get back to the they-them energy.
Okay. Hi, my name is Asa. I am a member of a DID system, and I'm also a bearded vulture Therian.
I'm sorry, a what?
What?
A bearded vulture Therian.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Just so we're clear.
What is the DID Foundation?
Dissociative Identity Disorder. So she also has split personalities. But I have to ask a very serious question. You mother fornicators can keep straight 72 different genders, but you can't differentiate between legal and illegal immigrants?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page here. Okay.
Wow.
I have two questions. One is for other Therians, specifically bird Therians. And the other question is for other systems who have...
I have a question. Where are those chains hanging from?
Wow.
Her ears?
I think so. But isn't a Therian a fucking musical instrument where they made the Star Wars? Or the Star
I have
Trek?
No idea. This is so fucking
I'll look
crazy.
It up.
Therian I'm pretty sure. System members. So first question for other bird Therians. What are some things you do that help you feel more connected to your Theriotype? Like, I know that
a stereotypes
are four like
stereotype.
Hang on.
Wow.
Are we sure this person just doesn't have a hair lip and she's trying to say stereotype?
No, it's a stereotype because apparently a Therian is an individual who identifies as a non-human animal to some degree.
Wow.
So a shapeshifter or a skinwalker. Okay, yes, it's okay.
At least we all know the absolute truth about these mentally ill lunkheads. And that is one thing that we all know about animals, especially if we have observed them even passively. They eat their own shit.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And that would explain why they stink and why everything that comes out of their mouth smells like ass. Next.
Like they can do quadrobics and that helps them a lot. But obviously that's not applicable to bird Therians. I also want to clarify for anyone who doesn't know, quadrobics does not automatically equal Therians. People can do quadrobics and not be a Therian. So that's my first question, how to feel more connected to bird stereotypes. And second question is for systems with Therian alters. Do these alters appear human in a world, or do they appear as their stereotype in a world? Or is it kind of a combo situation? Like we have someone in our system who is both a guy and a vulture at the same time. We don't consider him a Therian because he doesn't consider himself a Therian. He just kind of exists as both of those things at once. Is that how Therion Alters work in you guys' systems?
He's a
just
Gavulch.
Very curious about how other people experience this kind of thing.
What a fucking weirdo. Holy shit.
All right. I know I'm a little drunk right now, but I think that video just made it worse.
Wow. Yeah, that... Yeah, my special candies were just now kicking in, and that bitch just fucking ruined it.
Wow.
What in the hell?
I may never get a hard-on again.
Wow. That is some crazy fucking shit right
what
there.
What the fuck, man?
How did we get here, man? What? Wow. Whoa. Okay.
I love how she said that with such a straight face. Like, she, like, really believed
like
it.
Like, she actually thinks that this is real. I'm sorry, honey. It's not.
It's not.
You are an adult human female. You have a pussy and tits. Okay?
And just imagine, that crazy bitch can vote.
The 19th Amendment was a catastrophic mistake. Emphasis on cat.
Catastrophe is what it was.
Catastrophe. It was a cat-ass trophy is what it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When you have women senators and representatives in the federal and state courts on camera saying the things they do, saying the things they mean.
Oh, why? You mean Jasmine Ghetto Crockett? I mean Cricket?
That would be the ceiling cricket. It only chirps every 30 seconds.
There you go. That's good times.
I hate those.
Fuck's sakes. Wow. Anybody else feel like they need another drink after that?
I'm getting loopy already, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm like 5 or 6 deep.
How do you... Wow. Okay. All right. We'll just move on to the next one. It seems like the best course of action right now.
What's your name?
It's just because...
What's your name? What's your name? I want to know your name.
My guess would be Muffin Top Marie.
Uh huh.
I was gonna go with Fupa Felicia.
So what's going on here?
You'll see. Apparently, this person here kept the change from a transaction. And when called out about it, you'll see what happens. Because modernity, right?
I want to know your name. I want to know
don't
your name.
Recording.
Don't record. I want to know your name. You want to steal your... No, you're doing it to the wrong person.
Wow.
The wrong person. You can call the cops. You're in the wrong for stealing.
Oh my God! I'm not leaving.
Next time, don't try to steal. Next time, don't try to steal. People won't do that shit. The fuck? What's your name? Tell me your name. All right, tell me your name, and I'll get out.
Call the police right now.
Wow, I didn't know Wendy's sold Asperger's, and Space Ghost is on. Was that mean?
Oh my God, that's going to the
was
boat.
That no, mean? I'm sorry.
No, me calling her Baconator Betty is mean.
Baconator Betty!
All right.
Dude! That's up there with the Earthworm Jim, my brother.
Oh God, I almost forgot about the Earthworm Jim.
Baconator Betty. Oh,
you had almost successfully blocked it into your subconscious.
God damn it.
The Earthworm Jim.
Oh, I love it.
I can never play that video game ever again.
It's a good game, though.
I love that game.
As long as you don't play the N64 version, because fuck that shit.
I have the original PS or the Super Nintendo Earthworm Jim on my
PS3. Super Nintendo and Genesis is the way to go. Earthworm Jim was meant to be 2D, okay? N64, fuck that shit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Anybody else fold up on Asperger's? All right, let's move on to the next one.
My favorite phenomena of my social media presence is when someone who, like, clearly voted for Trump and has, like, way too much test in their system follows me from, like, a reel where I just, like, look hot and they, like, thought I look hot, so they follow me. And then, like, within 2 minutes, they unfollow me because they realize I have opinions. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Okay, let's get one thing straight.
Look at that hardware in her face.
Let's get one thing straight, Trailer Hitch. No one is following you because you're hot. Because you look like shit run over twice.
You look like a man.
Okay. if I can catch you by accident and I'm not even fishing, yep. You have too much shit in your face.
She's a trailer hitch okay. bitch.
Trailer hitch bitch, trailer park.
trailer hitch Tracy.
Fuck him. Mm. Yeah, trailer hitch Tracy. We got it.
Mm. The notification, and it says, oh, so-and-so followed you. And I'm like, no, they didn't. And I'm like, oh, I know what happened. They realized I'm a human being, not just an object of their desire. Too bad.
Okay.
Wow. These
bitches
are crazy, man.
The modern woman's narcissism is above and beyond anything else we've ever seen before.
Yeah, this is... Well, okay.
And this is the average.
And they're delusions.
Wow.
A delusional narcissist psychopath.
Yes. And we see this all the time with celebrities who just want to exist in a perpetual adolescence. Look at Madonna. Look at Cher, Jennifer Lopez, Taylor Swift. Every single one of them doubles down on being 20, clear into their 70s.
Yeah, Madonna looks like one of the Muppets.
Madonna, I have flushed things more attractive than Madonna.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe back in her 20s and 30s, she was good looking.
Nah.
But even then.
She was a mid.
She was mid. Exactly. Yeah. Sorry.
Ugh. Where's the shot sideshow Bob Button at? Goddamn it!
Pretty much, yeah. Like even when Madonna was at her absolute youngest, that snatch squatch was so out of control. Looked like the dog man fucking Chewbacca. Next.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I am leaving this country.
Good.
The United States.
Leave. We don't want you.
213 days. My son and I. Are moving there, and I am.
And I guarantee you, this chick who has a chandelier on her right ear is going to make a video every 213 of those days, thinking people actually give a shit.
Yeah, we don't care.
We're just glad you're leaving.
Bye bye.
Spending day after day researching schools, where to live, how to afford this, visas, taxes, everything. And I'm angry.
Stop her right there, real quick.
All right, you got it.
I shouldn't have to.
What is she talking about?
She's leaving the country because she hates Trump.
No. In Green Beret terms, she's conducting an area study of a place she's going to deploy to. That's exactly what she's describing.
And, of course, there's no father for her son in this scenario. Mm. I wonder why.
Hmm.
Shocker. You want to smell it?
I shouldn't have to leave this place. I shouldn't have to walk away from everything I know. But my son got death threats in school recently.
Okay.
And we know what.
Let's be honest. Her son is probably her daughter.
Yes. And here's the thing. When I was in high school, I got like a death threat a week. Like, I will kill you. I mean, we're like, yeah, whatever. All right. Yeah.
I was the nerd in the 90s before people realized it was cool. So, yeah, I got the shit kicked out of me on the regular. Granted, I did some ass kicking myself. But with that being said, yeah, when it's like two or three dudes and you're by yourself, chances are you're going to get your ass kicked.
Mm.
I was bullied quite a lot growing up.
Yeah.
But you know what? It teaches you your place in things, and it teaches you that if you don't fight back, you kind of deserve what you get after a while.
And we made a whole video on that and why we need bullies.
That's correct.
We made that one year three.